living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So does surgery increase the risk of cancer spread? And this is a really important question because unfortunately it's looking like the research is saying yes. Now, the surgical removal of a tumor really is the cornerstone of treatment for most types of cancers, especially like internal ones, what we call solid tumors. And it's a simple theory, right? You remove that tumor, and by removing it from the body, you're most likely to be able to get a cure. I mean, that's the approach, and it does in many cases work. The problem is the surgical process itself, the actual removal, the anesthesia, and just all these other things that happen during surgery can increase the risk of what we call metastasis or the spread of cancer. So I want to talk first about how cancer cells spread and then how cancer surgery helps those cancer cells do what they're trying to do, which is spread throughout your body. And then we'll talk about some nutrients to help block those cancers from spreading at each level here. So let's talk about what a cancer ultimately is trying to do. It's trying to grow, right? It's trying to expand within that original organ, let's say a liver or a colon that it developed in. But its goal, if cancers have goals, is to just continue to become bigger and bigger, but it runs out of room. And so it wants to travel to distant organs and seed those organs and continue that invasive process. And how does it do that? Well, first, you have to get some isolated cancer cells that break away from that primary tumor, let's say in the colon, right? And they have to break through the connective tissue to get exposure or to get access, I should say, to the vascular system. At that point, it can enter the blood or the lymphatic vessels. It usually uses enzymes. Yeah, the tumor cells release enzymes that break down the wall of these vessels. They get into that blood or lymphatic fluid, and now they can travel to distant organs. But while they're traveling in the blood or the lymphatic system, they also have to be able to avoid the immune system, the white blood cells, right? So it has to break away, get through the connective tissue, get into the blood vessel or the lymph vessel, and then avoid the white blood cells. And yes, cancer cells are really good at doing that. Once it gets to a distant place, it adheres to the lining of that new vessel, breaks through with some more enzymes, and then can burrow its way through the connective tissue to the final destination, which is that distal organ. So there's a lot of steps. It's quite complicated. And most of the time, the individual cancer cell is not very successful. It takes a whole bunch of them breaking off to maybe just one or to have one or two succeed in this process. So how does cancer surgery itself feed into this? Well, cancer surgery increases spread in two ways. The simplest way is cancer surgery simply produces an alternative route for these blood vessels to get into the bloodstream, right? Remember all those steps just to get into the lymphatic vessel or the blood vessel? Well, when you remove the tumor, some of them are going to break off now. You're helping them break off. And as you remove it out of the body, you can seed those types of vessels, blood or lymph. So surgery in a simplistic way is just, you know, giving an alternative route, if you will, to getting into the circulation. But that's the simple way. But there's a more complex way, and it probably is a combination of these two. Surgery can help this process of spread by doing a few things. And there's four main things that we've now linked to surgery itself. Number one, surgery can increase what is called cancer cell adhesion. That's important because as the cancer cells are dumped into the bloodstream, say from the removal of the tumor, they, as I mentioned before, they travel in the bloodstream and they have to connect to a distant vessel at another organ. Well, cancer itself makes these cells very sticky, and it makes them more prone to be able to latch on to a blood vessel in a distant organ. So that's one. It increases cancer cell adhesion. Number two, surgery itself, because of the anesthesia, the inflammation that goes up, can suppress the immune function. which means the white cells that are supposed to recognize those cancer cells floating in your blood now, they don't recognize it. They don't recognize it as well. So we're just helping that cancer cell avoid detection. Number three, cancer surgery has been shown to promote the growth of blood vessels. As tumors get bigger and bigger, they need a blood supply, and they can make their own blood vessels. Cancer surgery helps them to do that. And lastly, as I mentioned just a second ago, cancer surgery can also increase inflammation, which has all kinds of effects on the adhesion of the cancer cells, the immune function, and even the development of blood vessels. So that's four things that cancer surgery does to promote cancer spread: increase cancer cell adhesion, suppress the immune system, promote the development of blood vessels, and then stimulate inflammation. So all of those things are going on when you have cancer surgery. That's why we're seeing an increased risk of spread. Now, I'm not saying you don't have surgery. Again, removing the tumor might be the best thing for you. What I want you to do, if you or a family member or a friend is about to undergo cancer surgery, I want you to protect yourself. I want you to counter some of these things that are now established that cancer surgery is causing. So let's look at each one of those again, and I'll give you some nutrient suggestions. Number one, when you have cancer surgery, you're going to increase cancer cell adhesion, so they become sticky and they can get into those distal organs easier. Modified citrus pectin is a wonderful supplement that can decrease metastatic spread by 40%. Now, that was specific to lung cancers, but I think it applies to all kinds of cancers. Modified citrus pectin is a big one for you to do if you want to protect yourself. Now, as far as countering the immune suppression that happens with surgery, what we want you to do is there's a very specific type of immune cell that's very, very important to preventing cancer spread, and it's called a natural killer cell. Some people refer to it just as an NK cell. We want to raise those cells up. We want to increase their numbers. So things like Coriolis mushroom, lactoferrin, which is a protein found in mother's milk, but you can do it in a supplement, and even glutamine, which is a type of an amino acid. So those three, Coriolis, lactoferrin, and glutamine, really good at raising natural killer cells to protect from those cancer cells that are now in the bloodstream from the surgery itself. Now, we want to make sure we don't allow the tumors to grow blood vessels either. Remember, we talked about that. So soy isoflavones, a specific type of soy isoflavone, which is just a fancy name for a type of antioxidant in soy, is called genistein. Very good at blocking the growth of vessels. Also, milk thistle, which is traditionally used in liver support, is also good at blocking the growth of blood vessels, and green tea extract. And then as far as easing inflammation from all that surgery, I would suggest, you know, the omega-3s, the curcumin, which is from the turmeric spice, black cumin seed oil, and then there's some evidence that mung bean seeds are really good for easing inflammation. Now, one thing I will say about some of these nutrients is they can be blood thinning. So you probably first want to talk to your doctor. First and foremost, let your surgeon know what you're doing. You probably take these supplements maybe, say, a couple weeks before the surgery, but you're going to want to stop taking them a few days before and then get back on them about a week later. That way your blood won't be too thin. So cancer surgery, based on new research, is linked to spreading cancer. It doesn't mean you don't do the surgery. It simply means you have to protect yourself. So we're going to protect ourselves with things like modified citrus pectin, Coriolis mushroom, lactoferrin, soy isoflavones, green tea extract, and some of the natural anti-inflammatories like fish oil. So really protect yourself. Talk to your doctor about doing some of these things before and after the surgery, just not during because of having some blood thinness there. So keep yourself protected. This is the kind of news that you can find at Life Extension. Go check out lef.org, type in cancer surgery, and you can read more about this. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.